He's the ideas guy tonight.
True.
Yeah.
Although, the game is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Just saying.
And you doubted it at first.
Well, until I made it awesome.
I knew you would.
It was a collaborative effort.
Oh, that was the nicest thing you've said to me in a long time. Wow. Did you get that?
That's recorded.
Oh!
Yay. I missed it. What did he say?
He said, I knew you would.
Can I just hold that KBS just in case we don't spin it and I can open it anyways?
And there's a worldwide stout here, too. I told you this was a fucking expensive game.
And we still have beer mic sour.
Yep,
sleep
that's
over
true.
At Steph's tonight.
You're all welcome. We'll all cuddle on the floor.
Aww. Nope.
Veto.
Oh, your random. Oh, your
bonus chocolate.
Oh, God. Let's all sing along.
Oh, Vicky, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey, Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Vicky. Hey, Vicky. Oh, Vicky, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
All right.
I'm thinking you understand.
So this wow. is.
How much is the copyright?
Somebody got drunk.
Yeah, what the hell is that? It's funny how different the room sounds when you take your headphones off.
And why is everybody getting naked?
Don't touch me there.
Wait a fucking minute! This is what happens when we're back home.
Yeah, I know, right?
Gregorth gets us drunk.
For our next round of Happy Fun Time Games, we're playing Whose Hand Is That?
And what is it in between?
It is now Sunday at noon.
Yes.
We've been here for 3 days.
Sunday.
My wife is going to be angry.
Greg's wife has put out an APB.
Yeah, right? No, she's at the front door.
Are you still recording? I don't know. I never met your wife. I don't know if that's what she sounds like.
No, that's pretty spot on.
Oh, there it is. Is this Sacred and Sour Oak Project 1?
Yes.
That's not what it says on the label.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
And you read it.
You actually said that like a minute ago.
Somebody drinking too much.
A little bit.
This is the downside of
this
losing weight.
This is what happens when you lose weight.
Exactly.
I have no tolerance anymore.
No, don't stop drinking to lose weight. It's not worth it.
Case in point, stay fat. Thumbs up from Tom.
I'm talking about your beer.
It works in so many ways.
Have you ever used a squatty potty?
Oh. I had that on my Christmas list, but I didn't get one.
They even have them at Costco now.
No, they don't.
In two packs, of course, because it's Costco.
Why would you? Wait, what?
His and hers. Wow. Squatty potties.
Do they come in different heights?
Like no.
Depending on
but
a baby squatty
we
potty?
Have an original squatty potty. And the ones that they sell at Costco are like more compact.
Compact squatty potties.
Do you like the squatty potty?
Yes.
Is it the Lancaster Costco that has it?
Yes.
I was just there. I didn't see it.
So
what?
Oh, I didn't go down. Is it like in the toilet tissue aisle?
It's no. It's actually like the aisle before the batteries. Like in the back. I'm not even kidding.
It's in the
right?
aisle before the batteries.
You don't remember?
Oh, it's like where the pillows and stuff are.
It's like the right side, one of the last aisles, like between Home Goods and batteries.
I just zoom in.
The rainbows and unicorns aisle.
Yes.
With the ice cream.
Yes.
No, it's not with the ice cream.
Just rainbows.
The ice cream's in the freezer, Vicky. The squatty potty is not in the freezer.
Yes, but in the video, there's ice cream.
That's true.
Well, that's squatty potty. Soft serve coming out of the unit. There's there's no unicorn soft serve at Costco, though.
Oh, that's
there should be.
Very disappointing.
There should be.
So, interesting life hack. If you want to save some money and not get a squatty potty,
use a cardboard box.
Dig a hole in your backyard.
Or just lean forward.
How does that help you get in the position, though?
Because you have to squat over it. There's nowhere to sit.
He wants to get super drunk so he can tackle the dump.
Exactly.
Dan's done talking. He's just pressing buttons now.
So I think we need to make a Beer Busters app that's like a soundboard.
This is the longest outtake ever.
And you can play all our different sound clips on your
I think we've talked
device.
About this before.
We probably have.
Will people pay for that? Probably not.
On the electric fence.
Or, I was just going to say, or Dan has a sound clip of us talking about that very thing.
Honey, I promise I'll be home again someday.
It's only 11:30.
It's not that bad.
On Sunday.
What is that?
That was who was that?
Is that you?
That's you?
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Oh, here we go. That's you as well.
No, that's you.
No, that sounded like him.
Oh, that's him too. Yeah, oh, I don't know.
So is this where we drink the rest of the beers?
Yeah.
This is where we should outro and plug them before we're so drunk that we can't do
Woo!
It.
This is the segment of the podcast we call The Dump Bucket, where we drink the rest of the beers on the table.
Cuvée.
Shut up, Wesley.
Awesome.
That was well played right there.
Well played. This is going to be the best outtake ever. Woo.